Blog Talk Radio.
Get dangerous. It's time to get dangerous. It's TGIF. Events. Hey, buddy. Welcome, Ronnie. Appreciate it, bro. I think I'm going to be heavy on the music here at the beginning of the show. So, watch out for Godzilla.
Thank you.
Feedback. Test 1, 2. Hot mic. I'm going to correct this audio delay thing I got going on here. But I want to tell you something about my girl, Callie, here. She's got a tongue like a battering ram. I can prove it. These guys know about it. They've done her. And this is their story. We'll be right back. That's right, she does. She has a tongue like a battering ram, and it's pretty amazing. Callie says that CRC is 22. I don't believe it. I'm sorry, excuse me, that was very rude. But Callie, consider me one of the conspiracy theorists. I'm a CRC birther. I want to see his birth certificate. I want proof that he's 22. I would never serve that kid alcohol because I don't believe him. I really don't. I don't care if that gets me in trouble. Don't matter. Anyways, give me a call, 347-826-7667. Join me at the Promenade with Street Sweeper Social Club right here on TGIF with your pal, Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
Well, I got a new kind of square dance rap. Don't talk smack, flash my gap. I'm finna spit and hold my dick and heat up like a thermostat. Grab your partner by the chaps. Give your partner a pimp slap to symbolize the ghetto trap. Step to the right, give three cracks. Kids jam-packed in Diddleman Shack. Ain't cooking on the stove but crack. This is the baddest he'll be gat. Cause Boss is a kleptomaniac. It's a 2x2, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomberade. But the plans on summer made. Banks get paid on petrol trade. Circulate, do-de-do. How much cash could an OZ grow? Till all of it and all have beds. My skin is black, my store is red. FBI coming round the outside. Which one of us finna die tonight? Is we finna fight over crumbs to buy? Or make a whole motherfucking world ignite? Everybody throw them bows right upside your partner's nose. By now you've got bloody clothes. Crabs in the barrel, so the story goes. Think of all their savage acts. Grab and scratch from average cats. Bureaucrats with strength attached. Walk in place like the match. 2x2, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomberade. Ain't but the plans on summer made. Banks get paid on petrol trade. Circulate, do-de-do. How much cash could an OZ grow? Till all of it and all have beds. My skin is black, my store is red. Of your toes. These dance moves we usually do are not the ones that we have chose. Grab on to that beat and grind. Try your best to stay alive. We can run, we can't hide. Might as well just stay in fight. 2x2, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomberade. Ain't about the plans on summer made. Banks get paid on petrol trade. Circulate, do-de-do. How much cash could an OD grow? Till all of it and all have beds. My skin is black, my store is.
That's right. His skin is black. His star is red. That's Boots Riley of Street Sweeper Social Club right here on this isn't Mega Show. This is, I'm calling this TGIF, kids. Let's have a great time. Let's let our hair down. It's the weekend. We can now let loose and act like normal primal human beings. I'm celebrating by going on my third beer of the evening. And I'm going to, in just a minute here, I'm going to smoke some of that sweet Northern Cali. Speaking of which, I want to thank my Cali girl. I mean, excuse me, your girl, Cali, who is 21 years old, apparently, and therefore she is legally able to listen to this program because we will get very explicit. It will get hot and steamy in here. Where by the end of the show, you're probably going to have to peel off all of your clothes because this show is pretty much going to melt your air conditioner. It's so fucking hot. And Callie, if you want to join me here, we can make sweet internet radio love here on BTR. The number is 347-826 7667. Who's the boss here, huh? Excuse me. I was trying to make a really lame segue. I wanted to go into a track by the boss. But if you want to make this my lucky day, you'll give me a call here at 347-826-7667. I'm going to go take a bong rip and be right back.
Holy shit. Master Kush.
Mota.
The Bomb.
Dope.
Sour Diesel.
Sativa.
Marijuana.
Blueberry Yum Yum.
Trees.
Grapes.
Chronic.
Chica.
Indica.
Cess.
Grass.
Weed.
Sensimil.
Weed.
Inhale.
Green.
Exhale.
Sensimil.
Grapes.
Dope.
Blueberry Yum Yum.
Ganja.
Chronic.
Blaze.
Sativa.
Yeah.
Blunts.
Bleezy.
Bomb ass.
Marijuana.
Weed.
Mota.
Marijuana.
Mary Jane.
Ganja.
Marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for the re-up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
Of man, I work my way backwards using cynicism. The time monitor, the space measurer.
I'm back. I want to thank Ronnie and Callie for laying low the cut. Appreciate it, folks. It's always a pleasure and honor. You're tuned to TGIF with Vince in the Bay. Celebrating Friday, just as much as I celebrated Thursday and Wednesday and Tuesday and Monday. Ronnie was giving us some insight into his history. Apparently, when he was in seventh grade, he joined the choir to get close to a chick. She ended up quitting, and he ended up wearing a pink V-neck knit sweater doing Manhattan Transfer songs. Wow, dude, what I would pay for a clip on that. Do you have that on YouTube? Did you videotape any of that when you were a kid? Is it cataloged? Did they have video cameras back then? I don't know. That would be quite the feast for the eyes to see little Ronnie in seventh grade dressed in the pink V-neck singing Manhattan Transfer songs. I wish I had a Manhattan Transfer song to go into, Ronnie. I can't help you with that. But I can give you the Tube Snake Boogie. It's your pal, your number one chum, Vince in the Bay, bringing you the tunes you love to hear, and from the time period that was our lost innocence. That's right, I'm talking about the summer of love. Oh yeah, baby.
Vietnam, LSD, Operation MK Ultra, the '60s, RIP.
That's right. You're back with Vince in the Bay, your late night chum here on BTR. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the transmission this evening. Today, thousands gathered in Bethel, New York, to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Woodstock. The Summer of Love, pretty much. Woodstock was essentially when the counterculture and the hippie movement sort of jumped the shark, as far as I can tell. But 40 years ago, they came here to a stretch of farmland in the middle of nowhere to tune in and turn on. Nearly a half a million people gathered for 4 days of music and mud, camaraderie. I can't even fucking read. I've had 3 beers. Oh my God. Where was I? My God. Hang on, I need to take a little sip here. Where was I? Nearly a half a million people gathered for 4 days of music, mud, camaraderie, and chemicals at the festival known as Woodstock. This festival would come to define a generation. And this weekend, some have come back. Old Woodstockers like Teach and Groovy and Debbie to try to relive the experience through the retelling. They're going to relive the experience through retelling? I thought the whole idea was if you were at Woodstock and you remember Woodstock. Wait, if you remember Woodstock, you weren't at Woodstock. Isn't that kind of the running joke? If you remember the 60s, you weren't alive during the 60s or some bullshit. That's whatever. We're celebrating the Woodstock, all right? Bottom line, the death of the hippie movement, that was where it jumped the shark and it kind of disintegrated. And, of course, the Manson murders didn't help much either. That pretty much put an end to the hippie movement. It just kind of gave it a lot of negative PR. And then the hippies started doing cocaine, and things got a little bit crazy. But thank God we had the Grateful Dead to ride it out, right, man? Oh, man, it was so groovy when we switched over to doing coke, too, and we just, like, had the Grateful Dead. We just went out into the woods, man, just made love, and just everything was groovy, man. Oh, so good. Those are the heady days. Back to Dead shows. Back in the day, Jerry and Phil just fucking jamming. Oh, fucking A, man. I think I'm starting to have a flashback, man. Oh, no, man. I'm having a flashback, man. It's coming back to me, man.
Can't find
Grateful Dead, my favorite tune that they play, China Cat into Rider. That's right here on TGIF with Vince in the Bay. I got a tweet today from Jambase.com. They have their Twitter. I follow them on that. And they announced that there's going to be a new band coming out on tour next month, featuring members of the Grateful Dead. This band's going to be called Further, a la the Further Festival that they used to do back in the day when when Jerry first passed on. Well, this is going to be, I believe it's Russo, Cimenti, Jay Lane, the backing band, and then featuring Phil Lesh and what the fuck's his name? Oh, I can't think of fucking Bob Weir. Bob Weir and Phil Lesh are going on tour essentially under this new band called Further. And it's Jay Lane on drums. I love Jay Lane. He's the original Primus drummer. Also did Sausage. He did all these projects with Les Claypool. He also is the drummer for Bob Weir's band. And him and Jeff Cimenti, who's also the keyboardist for Bob Weir's band, are going to join Bob and Phil and the gang And so there you have it. And gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss you when we're gone. Either way, I don't know what I'm talking about. I miss Callie. She left the building. It's kind of fucked up. She just kind of like aced out. That's fucked up. Let's listen to the King. We heard the Boss earlier. Let's do the King. I'll be right back.
Well, I'm the King of the jungle. They call me the Tiger Man. Yeah, I get a ball, I'm out there, and I call.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Hmm. I'm still munching. Wow, that was good. Just munching on some blue chips. They're tasty. Hmm, I love blue chips. I would do product placement for blue chips. In fact, I think I'm doing it right now. I'm not seeing anything out of it. I am getting some blue chips, though. Well, anyways, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. That's the number. Use it or abuse it. Doesn't matter. Makes no difference to me. So anyways, that's how it do. I want to thank Ronnie for hanging in there. Land low on the cut. Appreciate it, bruh. Callie was in here earlier. She didn't have enough guts to call me. But it's fine. I understand how it goes. Anyhow, give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back after these brief messages.
Bonsoir, vous pouvez poser votre question?
Bonsoir, messieurs. Je voudrais savoir si, à 6 heures, heure française, s'il y a conflit, est-ce que ce serait une guerre mondiale? Et si oui, est-ce que ce serait éventuellement la fin du monde? La fin du monde, la fin du monde, la fin du monde.
All right. It's Vince in the Bay, TGIF. Yes, Nasty. Welcome, Nasty and Butterflies, to the mix. Appreciate it. Yeah, this isn't my regularly scheduled programming. The only programming that I do on a regular basis are on the weekends. Saturdays from... This is at Vince in the Bay. It's 8 a.m. there. Oh, Nasty. Right. You're in, like... Fuck, where are you at, baby? You're in, are you down under? I forgot where you're at, Nasty. New Zealand. Right, okay. Yeah, where in the... Oh, Sweden, yeah, damn it. Oh, yeah, Nasty, right. You're the one who's turned me on to this website, which I haven't checked out in a while, and I got to check it out. It's the English version of the Swedish news. It's called... why can't I remember the name? Nasty, remind me of the name of that news website that you turned me on to. I follow them on Twitter, too. They don't post very often, but this Swedish is Swedish news in English, and it's the most bizarre news stories ever. Like, it's seriously, like, disturbing, some of the headlines they have on there. Like, if you didn't know any better, you'd think that Sweden is the local. Yes. Oh, yes. I love this fucking website. This website is so good. It's about time. I haven't done the Swedish news in a while. This is what we're working on right now. Some of the stories we're following here on the Megaforce newsroom. Let's see. We're going to go. This is from thelocal.se. That's Sweden's news in English. Let's see. Some father gets 2 years in prison. That's not the porpoises. Make welcome Baltic return. Okay. Sweden's ass man hosts human duck race. What the fuck is that about? Yes. The small western Sweden village of Udebo? I don't know. Nasty, maybe you can help me out here. Udebo? The small western Sweden village of Udebo will play host to a slew of, quote, flabby old men dressed as ducks racing down the Assman waterway next Saturday. The race will pit the amphibian wits of around 15 participants clad in tight-fitting wetsuits and heads adorned with plastic duck regalia. Prizes will be given for the best-dressed human duck, and bets will be taken on the fastest swimmer. Local artist Claes Blix will be among those seeking to waddle ahead of the field. Spectators will be able to place bets on the fastest duck swimmer, and there will be a prize for the one that looks the most ridiculous. Udebo is a small village community in the Västergötland county of western Sweden. I don't know where that is in relation to where you are, Nasty, but this place has an official population of around 250. That's right, 250 people live here. But one day out of the year, it becomes the center of all things Swedish, because Assman himself hosts the human duck race. So, Nasty, my question to you is, obviously, when are you going to call me? Oh, and also, are you going to join the human duck race? Oh, no. Now we're playing the yeah, seriously, we could play a game with this. It's so ripe for like a segment on, like, this is very interactive too. This is what's fun about this game, and I'm inventing this game right now. It's fucking blowing my mind. and I'm about to share with you, ladies. Okay, so you log on to the local.se, and we're going to play a game. You pick the most bizarre headline you can find on that fucking website. I swear to God, it's crazy. Here we go. Look, Nasty's already one step ahead of me. Smacking kids is never acceptable. Swedish politician. Yeah, that dude, I'm sorry, honey. That. Oh, my God. 30 years have passed since Sweden banned parents from smacking their children. But Liberal Party MP Helena Bargholtz is dismayed to learn that New Zealand is holding a referendum to reduce the practice. Oh, wait, this is New Zealand? Wait, Swedish politician, and then this goes into this is something about New Zealand. I don't know. I don't get that one. You're going to have to clarify that one for me because I'm half retarded. Oh, boy. So, yeah. So, it's time to play everybody's favorite quiz sensation. Post the gnarliest article you can find on the local.se website into the chat room. And see if you can't make me laugh out loud on because everybody's butterflies. You just did it, okay? Nasty, you did it. The LOL. Do you ever hear me LOL like really LOL on the air? If you want to make me LOL, find an article on the local.se that will make me pee my pants, and I will laugh out loud for real right here on the internet. Oh, no. Let's see what Ronnie's got here. Sharp rise in cases of gonorrhea among women. This courtesy of the local.se. The number of cases of gonorrhea among women in Sweden for the first 6 months of 2009 was up 31% on the same period on the same time period last year, according to new figures from the Swedish Institute of Infectious Disease Control. That's pretty fucked up, man. I'm telling you, I bet by the end of this program, we will be able to make a case for liberating Sweden. Don't worry, Nasty. It is no wonder Nasty's name Nasty, and it's trademarked, because things are nasty in Sweden right there. There's fucking some fucked up shit going on in Sweden. Baby girl dies of massive overdose? What the fuck? This just in from the local.se, baby girl died of massive overdose. The baby, which died of an alleged mercy killing at Astrid Lindgren's Children's Hospital in Stockholm, was given a massive overdose of painkillers. A new report by the National Board of Health and Welfare. This is what we have to look forward to, folks. Isn't Sweden like 100% socialist or some shit? Uh-oh, here we go. Ronnie, coming back. Golfer's wet ball prompts revealing underwater underwear challenge. Golfer's wet ball prompts revealing underwear challenge. That was a challenging headline. This from the local.se. Golfer's wet ball prompts revealing underwear challenge. Swedish golfer Henrik Stenson's recent golf course strip show Swedish golfer Henrik Stenson's recent golf course strip show. I don't know what this means. Apparently, a Swedish golfer like took off his pants to get a ball out of the water or some shit. I thought they just leave it in the water. I thought you shoot it in the water. You mark off like two strokes and you drop a new ball, right? Anyways, Swedish golfer Henrik Stenson's recent golf course strip show has prompted underwear maker Bjorn Borg. Wait a second. Bjorn Borg, the tennis player, is an underwear maker now. I guess it makes sense. He used to model underwear. He has his own line of underwear, apparently. The Swedish people are fucking nuts, dude. You people are crazy. Swedish golfer Henrik Stenson's recent golf course strip show has prompted underwear maker Bjorn Borg to pick up the pace in its photographic hunt for international pant-wearing Swedish exports. The tennis legend's public relations wing decided to launch the new, quote, Spread the Spirit campaign shortly after Stenson was caught on camera lowering his iron shaft towards a wet ball wearing nothing but a pair of Bjorn Borg undies. Dude, Swedes are brilliant. This is like, this is a great script if this is fake or staged. So Stenson was caught on camera lowering his iron shaft towards a wet ball. This is the local SE, your news source for Sweden in English. This is what they're writing, and this is like their official news site. This is how they're describing this. Caught on camera lowering his iron shaft towards a wet ball. Oh my God, ladies, what do you think of that? Lowering my iron shaft towards the wet balls. Yeah. Apparently you were lacking of testosterone, ladies, but thanks to the local.se, we have plenty of testosterone for you here on TGIF. And if I can find my switchboard. Oh, there it is. Sorry, I lose my switchboard sometimes. There we are. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. There's about 40 minutes remaining in the program. Nasty reports. I've done my very first test show, Vince. Do you want to listen to my errors and trials? Do you want to Favo mark my show page? I think I'm already like friends with you and everything, dude. I'm already totally on the nasty train. Although I'm trying to open up your page and it's saying you don't exist. I'll tell you what, nasty. If you're so badass, if you're so fucking nasty that you trademarked it, riddle me this. If you want me to promote your show and critique your show, why don't you come on right now? Give me a call. I'm here at 347-826-7667. What we can do is you can call in and promote your show. Tell me what your show's about. And then I'll do my best to expedite some sort of situation where I can listen to your program. And I'll be happy to get back in touch with you with my notes and my feedback. A different page for your show profile. Oh, two different things. Yeah, I know how that works, baby. I do the same thing. I have Vince in the Bay, and I also have Mega Dude. Actually, I do the Mega Dude show every night, 7 p.m. Pacific. I don't know what that translates to in Sweden. Sorry, Vince. I will not call you from Sweden. You mean not call me from Sweden. Okay, fine. Fair enough, nasty. You don't have to call. I understand. Sweden, you people are crazy. You people are so crazy. Yes, I totally want the links. Put the links in the chat room. I will check it out. Ronnie will check it out. Madonna aftermath. People were vomiting. Madonna, I gotta fucking go to bed. This is just ridiculous. Madonna aftermath. People were vomiting and fights broke out. That's from the local.se. Madonna aftermath. Quote, people were vomiting and fights broke out. Madonna's concert in Copenhagen on Tuesday finished in tumultuous scenes as Swedish fans tried to return home by train. A train scheduled to depart from Copenhagen Central Station at around 1 a.m. on Wednesday suffered delays as Swedish fans of the Material Girl tried to squeeze into the already packed train carriages. People were vomiting and fights broke out. It was verging on panic, according to Mary Worldhorn of news agency TT from the Danish capital. The train has left 20 minutes late, and still there are hundreds of travelers stuck on the platform, and just as many have probably already given up and taken a taxi to Malmo. Oh, boo-hoo, everybody's got to take a taxi. I don't do Skype, baby. My bad. Sorry. No Skype. Send me Skype. I'm kind of on Skype. I added it. I have a Mac, and I don't know how Skype works on a Mac. I loaded it up on my Mac, and I tried it, and it just kind of didn't work out. I don't know. I think somebody needs to walk me through it. But I wanted to do another thing on here, another game, another idea I had for a game. Ty, what's up, bro? Welcome to the program. Nasty, who, of course, as you know, is the nastiest girl on the planet, hence the trademark. She turned me on to this website called thelocal.se, and it's Sweden's news and English website, and it's pretty amazing. I'm convinced, though, that this website is like the Swedish version of The Onion. Like, I don't believe any of the shit that's on this website, because the headlines are really just fucking outrageous. It's just like, there's just no way that's real. It's like, ugh. Like, golfer's wet ball prompts revealing underwear challenge. Anyways, Ty, do yourself a favor. Go over to thelocal.se and just kind of search around the page and try to find the weirdest headline you can possibly... Oh, I scared him away. Poor guy. Can't hang with the big boys. That's fine. The newest Mac version is... It's got video chat now. Oh, really? What do I have to... I think I have it on my Mac, though, dude. I just don't know. Maybe I need to update it or some shit. I just don't get it. I just don't get Skype. Do I have to prepay for some shit, too? Don't you have to prepay when you call? Or I thought it was free. I don't get it, because like, I tried hooking up my Skype, and it just didn't work. I don't know. It like asked me for money or some shit. I don't know. I got to look into it again. I thought Skype was free, though. Skype 2.8. Oh, granny, Skype is free. I know, dude. What the fuck? I thought it was free. Skype is free to call, but, like, I want to call BTR, right? Duh, I have to pay for that then, don't I? Or if you have Skype and you do click to talk? I do click to talk, and it just never fucking works. I just don't get it. Anyways, I'm going to look at some more of these articles, because this fucking website is so fucked up. I can't believe it's a real website. It's ridiculous. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. Nova, ko trči, taj ne hoda, njemu sada, nije tvora, ko trči,
nemojte stanet zbog umora. To crči tajnih voda, to crči tajnih voda, to vam je kapitalistička sloboda. Hajmo!
Yes, I'm a big fan of any music. I don't let any culture, I don't let any religion or language or anything stand in the way of me in enjoying amazing music. And yeah, I did get pretty big into like Russian DJs, and I got big into like Balkan brass music and gypsy jazz. And a lot of different music like that. Here's this band 3D that I like a lot. This band. Oh, what the I just played this DJ called Harris Pilton. And now I'm going to play this band called 3D. And I'm on Skype. I just dialed it in. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Do I have to call somebody? Oh, shit. Add you, please. I'm going to add Nasty right now. This is cool. Yeah, so send me a track. While you're sending me that track, I'm going to play 3D. This is In a Hip Club. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Party.
Белые ботинки, брюки, клёш, от папани по наследству финский нож, кепка в клетку, галстук от кутюр, разрешите мне, мадам, закрутить амур. А в клубе модно, всё для народа, стали классная герлица, а у меня в портмоне соточка гнездится. Если хочешь лимонад, то я буду очень рад, хоть и дороже постократ. А в клубе модно, все для народа, залишь фары, танцуют пары, винилы груди, здесь не жокей. Ботинки, брюки, клёш, от папани по наследству финский нож, кепка в клетку, галстук от кутюр, разрешите мне, мадам, закрутить амур. А в клубе модно, всё для народа, залиты пары, танцуют пары, винилы крути, здесь вижу гей.
And that's how we do. That was 3D with In a Hip Club. And I'm accepting a file right now from Nasty. This is so cool, guys. I'm so glad you guys got me motivated on the Skype. I didn't realize how cool Skype is. Like, you can chat on here and stuff, too. She will send me an invitation that I can play on my shows. Oh, I see. Well, then maybe I'll send you an invitation. You mean a promo? Like, you want me to play a little, like, teaser to your show, a little promo? Mummy Troll. Interesting. I will be opening this. Okay. I can't listen to it while I'm on here. But I'm going to try to load it up. I got, a half, 20 minutes left to go here. So, Jesus Christ, Ronnie's calling me. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, I'm doing my show right now. All right, dude, but this is cool, man. I'll chat with you and stuff. If you have anything to send me, do it, dude, but I can't multitask like this.
All right, peace.
All right, dude. Oh, my God. I'm getting bombarded now by files from Nasty wanting me to promo her show. Damn, Ronnie, you got a big-ass fucking mangy beard going there, bro. Ronnie is on the line. He was on the line. Yeah, that was Ronnie. That's cool, man. He was on video chat, too, which I don't have installed on here yet, so I don't think I can chat or video chat back. But, yeah, this is some wild, wacky stuff. I'm still just trying to wrap my head around Skype. I got so many goddamn fucking windows open. It's ridiculous. All right, I'm going to go into a track and be right back. Okay, so I'm trying to get all these. I want to try to get the both these tracks up. Mumley Troll. What a name. Mumley Troll. I don't see it on here. What the fuck? Oh. Yeah, so I'm in the process here of uploading this shit right now. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. I have like 8,000 windows open right now. Nasty's having fun. Sweet. I'm stoked that you're having a good time, Nasty. It's been a while, sister. You were one of my first ladies here on the BTR. I'm doing the files right now, sister. I'm bouncing back between chat rooms and like uploading files here. This is just ridiculous. I mean, I'm a talented guy, but there's only so much I can do. At a certain point, I just have to start handing over duties to my staff, my crack team here on at the Megaforce Studios. I'm working to get that song uploaded. And also more than willing to take your calls at 347-826-7667. Of course, I want to thank Ronnie and Nasty for being here with me as we brave the next 15 minutes of this orgasmic experience known as TGIF with your host, Vince in the Bay. I want to see if I can get to some more. Nasty, you like the Russian music, right? I'm getting low on Russian music that I have loaded up on here. But I'll tell you what. How do you feel about Japanese music? I wonder if you've heard Japanese music like this. What's she saying? Have your favorite My Show page yet? Yes, we are having fun. Time flies when you're having fun. And I want to turn you on to this band. Who have the same spirit as a lot of these gypsy jazz band and Eastern European Russian bands, but they're from Japan. This is Asakusa Jinta. All right, I'm gonna blow your mind with this Japanese music. Check it out. It's a short track, so if you don't like it, it's over quick. But you might change your mind. Japanese music. I mean, Japanese are just multicultural. They're kind of a mashup society to begin with. Their culture there. I mean, they're heavily influenced by music from the Western and Eastern European countries. So they really have a mishmash of culture there. And I don't know. I like this band. Check it out.
We'll be right back. I want to invite you to listen in on my talk show. Hello, yes, you heard that right. I have my own talk show now. Get all the juicy details about it by clicking on the following link: www.blogtalkradio.com/nasty_radio. Please, bring all of your friends. All of them. Help me out. Tweet about this show. Send it to your accounts at MySpace, Facebook, and any other communities that you may be active in. Thank you so much. This is so exciting. Especially for me. But there will be more. I promise. Plans are shaping and taking form in this very moment. Just you wait and see. I will surprise you. If you just show up at the right time. Many hugs and lots of love, Nasty Radio and Nasty. Don't forget to visit the following link: www.blogtalkradio.com/nasty_radio. I hope to see you there. Thank you and goodbye for now.
Вспоминая лето, лето, колокольчик, мальчик-обманщик,
да-да-да-да-да,
будки телефона, как татуировка, где я и ты и плюс, и все равное вселенной. Кто-то слышал, но никто не видел. Все твои послания знал лишь наш компьютер. Только он сломался, заболел и помер. Кончились вдруг деньги, отключили номер. Голова кружится, от тебя кружится, против поезда и авиалиний. Два метеорита, ты в меридиане, я в водовороте, а кто, кто на горизонте?
There it is. I have no idea what that song was about, but it sure was enjoyable. Thank you, Nasty, for sending me that stuff, and I look forward to hearing your show. I'm at this point, Nasty, I'm dubious as to the nature of your existence. I think you are an algorithm. You're a bot. You are... there's nothing that would suggest that you are a human being. You are either you're like some like Stephen Hawking like person with some condition, which I understand. You know, that's cool. That's your thing. But what I'm afraid is that you're so embarrassed about your accent that you have some sort of voice recognition software or some bullshit where you talk into it and it makes your voice sound more anglified, but it really just makes you sound like Stephen Hawking's girlfriend. But there you have it. That was for you, baby. Appreciate you coming through, as always. My main man, Ronnie, laying low in the cut. Let's not forget that Nasty has 5 kids, 2 cats, 3 dogs, and 6th baby on the way. She's multitasking. Well, you can do that when you're a bot. Ronnie points out the fact that Nasty is actually communicating to us through a time-space continuum. It's a special plug-in you can get with the Platinum membership here at BTR. You can actually broadcast from the future. And he pointed out that Nasty is broadcasting from the year 2016. I'm not talking about... See, people think everybody thinks it's the year 2009 right now. It's not. It's actually 2009. 2016 is 20016. That's where Nasty is broadcasting from. She's broadcasting from like 18 years in the future. I mean, 18,000 years in the future. So she's just like on a whole nother level. And not only is she broadcasting from 18,000 years in the future, she's also broadcasting from Sweden 18,000 years in the future. So it's kind of a double whammy there. Anyways, I want to thank you guys for joining me here tonight. I did this impromptu show, not really expecting anybody to show up, and you guys came out. I appreciate it. I love you, and thank you for tuning in. Catch my show tomorrow, The Re-Up with Vince in the Bay. Since we're playing Invitations, I like how in Sweden it's called an invitation, but over here we call them promos. At least that's what I call mine. And let me play my promo for my show that's coming on tomorrow. I don't know what time this would equate to for you, Nasty. But tomorrow at 12 p.m. Pacific, I have this program.
Master Kush. Mota. The Bomb.
Go.
Sour Diesel.
Sativa.
Marijuana.
Blueberry Yum Yum.
Trees.
Grapes.
Chronic.
Chica.
Chronic.
Indica.
Sess.
Grass.
Weed.
Sensimilla.
Weed.
Inhale.
Green.
Exhale.
Sensimilla.
Grapes.
Dope.
Blueberry
Smoke.
Yum Yum. Ganja.
Chronic.
Blaze. Sativa.
Yeah,
blunts, bleezies,
bomb ass,
marijuana,
weed,
mota,
marijuana,
Mary Jane,
ganja,
marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for The Re-Up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
And there you have it, my program that I will be broadcasting next. It's tomorrow at... whatever it just said on there, 12 p.m., 12 noon Pacific. I don't know what it is in your time zone. But that's it. That's how it do. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go disco. Lates.
Disco, disco, partizani.
Check me out, megaforceonline.ning.com.
My baby came down from Romania. She was a queen of Tanzania. But now we live in suburbia without any friends about.
Reups to Nasty for checking in with me. It's been a while, but she got me back onto the Skype tip. I actually have a headset that I want to attach to try to get my Skype going. So I'm going to flutter on out into the BTR universe and bid you an adieu. We just played some Chantel there. And now I think I'm going to finish things up here with The Clash, one of my favorite songs. This is performed live. This is off of their live from Shea Stadium that came out like a year ago. It's a great record if you like The Clash and you can't get enough, especially live Clash. This is where it's at. So thank you once again to all my callers, listeners, and chatters. We'll catch you tomorrow on the Re-Up with Vince in the Bay, 12 p.m. Pacific, Saturday and Sunday, every weekend. The Re-Up, Vince in the Bay, with your man, yours truly, Vince in the Bay, a.k.a. Megadude. Check me out, megaforceonline.ning.com. And that's how it do.
Mr. Paul Simenon is now going to bring you with Walking in the Gums of Brixton. Yeah, ask your neighbor what that's about. Yeah, if you don't know what's if you don't know what's going on, just ask the person standing next to you as we go into Tommy Gunn.